I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The people of Nepal desperately need your prayers. Days of monsoon rains have triggered severe flooding and landslides. Local contacts tell Asian Access that the deluge has washed away entire families. We spoke with Mr. Chitri, a friend of Asian Access.
Everywhere the water floating and a very difficult situation. People have lost their life. And all the food and clothing and everything they lost.
Local churches aren't waiting around for someone else to act, though. In partnership with Asian Access, believers are providing clean water, food, and the hope of Christ to flood survivors. More help is needed on a national level, but Nepal's government standing in the way. For details and prayer requests, go to missionnews.org. And as summer winds down, we get to celebrate the way that God worked through summer ministry projects. Joanna Mangione of SOAR International caught us up on some of their final projects of the summer. In Podolsk, Russia, the team helped with an English intensive program offered to children and adults of the community. And while the gospel wasn't part of the curriculum, an important bridge was built for future ministry.
Their goal is to build relationships so that they can invite the kids back on Sundays and invite the kids back to a youth program or a youth conference or the youth Bible studies, etc., so that then there they can hear the gospel in a deeper way.
As SOAR's partner churches continue to build upon these relationships throughout the year, would you pray that the seeds of the gospel would take root? And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The gospel renews and resets our lives and the relationships around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.